Tell your neighbor you are welcome. God bless you. Tell your neighbor God bless you. Hallelujah. I want to welcome all of you to this life transforming service. God Almighty will bless you. The glory of God will never depart from your life. The blessing of God will never cease from you. In Jesus' precious name. Whoever hates you for nothing will undo themselves.
Amen.
Whoever secretly curses you, come under the curse of God immediately.
Amen.
Whoever is pursuing your life, running after you, God Almighty will stop their going.
Amen.
And bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your blessing will intimidate your enemies.
Amen.
It will close the mouth of your mockers.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. There's someone here who will sing a new song this week.
Amen.
If you are the one, let your amen show it.
Amen.
You will sing a new song.
Amen.
Over your business, a new song.
Amen.
Over your health, a new song.
Amen.
Over your academic pursuit, a new song.
Amen.
Over your marriage, a new song.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We'll continue part two. The power of the blessing. Don't forget that word, the blessing. It's not blessing, oh, it is the blessing. Why? Because it's a covenant blessing. It's the mother of all blessings. When you contact this blessing, every other blessings begin to locate you. They run after you, they pursue you, they overtake you. The blessing. The power of the blessing. What Abraham received was not just blessing, it was the blessing pronounced by God on him. What Isaac received was the blessing. What Jacob received was the blessing. Because he carried God's commitment to see that that blessing come to pass. And God is not saying less to you. This blessing will come upon you in Jesus' name. This blessing is called showers of what? Showers of blessing. Our text remains Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, 12 and 3. Say, I will bless you, and I will make thee a great nation. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in these shall all the families of the earth be what? You are too much. We are too loaded as a child of God. When a lion does not that is a lion, and you see goat coming, he will pick race. Meanwhile, the goat is meant for what? His food. Am I correct? He saw his food and ran. He was afraid. Because he has not known that he is what? A lion. Sir, we are loaded. There's even no need to say, if God bless me and I buy a new car, build a house, somebody will pursue me. Look, he say I will curse them. That means the blessing is also protected. God protect you in the midst of the blessing. He fight anybody and anyone, any spirit, any force that want to stop your blessing or bring sorrow in the midst of your blessing. There's nothing to fear about. Can you build a duplex and hide it? I ask you. When on the whole street there's no duplex there, only you have the duplex. Can you hide it? Can somebody hide this building? Yeah, cover it. Oh, that you know that this one na hacker. Can you cover this? The next building will be seven-story building.
Yeah.
Will be seven-story building, and all shall be church. Let the devil get mad and go and die. He can't do anything. Glory be to God. The God that brings the blessing, say he will protect you. You can see there. Because the earth is waiting for you to be blessed through you. God can't disappoint you. That should be your thought every day. The world is waiting for me to be blessed. Through who? Through who? Eh? Now, no sabi talk? You know, fish out? You don't see? The world is waiting for you to be blessed through you. And can I tell you, church? There's no iota of pride in this. Without you, the earth cannot be blessed. Hey! Say, Pastor, you are talking arrogantly. That is the Bible. Without you, the earth will not what? If you have this mentality in you, no devil can stop your blessing. Because we are looking for a small thing. God, just give me garri and kuli kuli and sugar. Glory be to God. I just want to make heaven. It's the kuli kuli and garri that will not allow to enter heaven. The kuli kuli and the garri is what? Number one thing that will stop from entering heaven. Because when you see a man eating salad, your heart will be bitter against him. Say, thief. Say, Brother Gabriel, thief. See, he's eating chicken and turkey. That he wants eating our money in Aso Rock. That the thief in Nigeria. And the man no thief anything. Now God give him. The poor is always angry with the rich. Everywhere. Every day. That's why poverty is one instrument in the hand of the devil to take men to hellfire. Say, waiting. Look at her. Look at the skirt, the way it goes so. It's because the clothes is too plenty. It is too grand. It's too long. What is your business? Now jealousy, the warrior. And her own. Now three quarter year they give him. A journal with three colors. And that's the people when they sew cloth. I go, because you know, do they will put green and red and all the rest. That demonstration of what? Of what? Oh, thank you. You shall be answered. Glory be to God. What is the blessing? The blessing is the means of God's empowering you, his own children. To be able to take your place here on the earth. And cause your voice to be heard. A man without the blessing has no voice. He can't speak. He must pretend to be blind, to be deaf, and to be dumb. But the means where God empower you to take your rightful place and cause your voice to be loud, to be heard, in any place, either your family, either in the church, some 20 or more than years, see me and my wife here. We went to the bush to pray in the bush. And I called her when we were praying. Mommy, you still remember when I'm reading the story. I was almost shedding tears. And I asked her if our church then, that time. I said, if the church need money, would they call me? I asked her, would they call you? He said, no. I asked her, who and who do you think they will call in the church? We start mentioning names. People that can give 1 million, 2 million, and they will not even feel it. According to tomorrow, they'll bring under 1 million again. And we need that. You know what, mommy? We lie down inside the dust in the boots or dry season. And we're crying. We're telling God, change our fortune. We can't continue like this. This is not life. This is not life. No pastor preached to me that's bring money. But I saw that I was worthless and almost useless. Even though I had anointing, I was a pastor. Pastoring church and even supervising churches. As area pastor. But I was poor, more poorer than I don't know what to call the rat. Because church rat, no poor. It can get communal to leak. Anointing all day, where it go leak. Have you noticed so? So, pure church is not poorer. It's not poor. Some people forget pure water in church. You can drink them. So I won't bring biscuit for their children. It fall down. So, something they will go chop. Glory to God. And we cry. We cry. I remember that year. We cry. At the end of that cry in the bush, nobody sent us there. It was a personal retreat that 12 of us went for. Just to change our fortune. Some people are not angry with their state. But they look for people to make a scapegoat. If not because I marry you, I will not be like this. You are looking for, you are fixing the blame. Don't fix the blame, but fix the problem. If Dangote has given birth to me, my life will not be like this. Thank God, Dangote no born you. Now somebody has born you. And the man there is a tie 5 naira on the tree and give him knife. He no get strength to cut the rope and remove the 5 naira. Thank God it's your father. That one you cannot do it again. Remember Jabez? He could not do what the mother had done. But he didn't blame the mother. He went to God to undo it. And he said, bless me indeed. He knew the power of blessing. The means of God empowered you to allow your voice to be heard here on the earth. It's through his blessing. If you are not blessed, you have no voice. Take it or leave it. And also make your head to be high. Keep your head up. You are not walking and doing like this. Any man you see walking on the road and he's doing like this, he's hiding from something. He's hiding from somebody. There's somebody around that place that must not see his face. If a man is walking like this and he's looking around, he's a free man. Poverty will not allow you to look like this. Because the garri woman you bought yesterday, you have not paid. He may be around that place. The money you bought and say you will bring on Sunday. This 3 Sunday, you have not brought the money. The man is looking at you. How dare you walk and look around? You must walk like this. And you're always very fast when walking. So that before they catch you, you have escaped. To keep your head up on earth here. When you walk like a man. A woman of glory is to empower you with his blessing. That was the purpose why God created that one. And he said he created them male and female and he blessed them. And he blessed them. Blessing is a way, a means of God empowering you to be able to lift your head up. Let your voice be heard in your family. So that you are able to take your place on the earth, a place of dominion, a place where you rule, a place where you eat what you want, not what you see. You say, well, I've eaten, yes, I've eaten. What do you eat? I eat what I see. A different from where you eat what you want. And God didn't bring you here on earth to eat grass. He brought you here to eat substance. And the blessing of God is in charge of that. Glory be to God. Even in the midst of opposition, your head is still up. I said, when God blesses a man, he protects him. He preserves the blessing. There's nothing to be afraid of. You can ride the best car. There's nothing to fear. If God gives you that car and you are doing his will, no devil can stop you anywhere. God has a way of fixing them. He'll fix them up. So this blessing we are talking about is another name for showers of blessing. You enjoy showers of blessing in the name of Jesus. It is this blessing that terminates curses in our father, curses of our fathers. And dissolve all the curses available in our father's house, as they normally say. The same way light is powerful than darkness, so also is blessing powerful than the curses. Galatians 3 verse 13 and 14, Genesis 32 verse 24 and 28. Write them down and go home and study it. Glory be to God. So you can have the blessing and at the same time have the curses. One must give way. All those who are deceiving you, that you come for deliverance. Deliverance, they are deliverance minister. You should come and do fasting and prayer for deliverance. They want to deliver you from curses of your father, curses of your mother. Sir, because you are not blessed. Forget about them. If they will not lead you to have knowledge of the blessing and seek for it, they are just deceiving you and using you. That's why we see men, especially women, who patronize prophet. This fake prophet and man, their life never have direction. Give that woman 10 million, the prophet will collect all. He will not be able to give account for the 10 million. You set her up in business, they will call her and collect the money from her. Because it's a cause following her. She believes nonsense. There's no cause following me. I'm in the blessing. You are also in the blessing. There's no cause. Don't mind them. They are liars. Without you, they can't eat. Without your ignorance, they will die of hunger. So they want to keep you in that ignorance that they can be making you. Tell you, they will do work for you. And she said, friend. I send you a friend. I say to a friend, come and collect anointing oil. What you need is deliverance. You will make a mistake and bring them to your house. You are finished. They will plant what will always keep you going there every day. They will plant it in their house, in your house when they come. But if God asks for $1,000 offering from you, as you are here now, you say you don't have. But if you are the one that asks for 10,000, you quick, the money will come out. That's why you are poor. And you have no peace in your mind. Stop going there. Enter the come. Tell them, say, your pastor says, you should do what? If they ask who's your pastor, tell them the bishop. That the bishop says, you should do what? Stop going there. They are not to offer you, they are just deceiving you. Collecting what you are supposed to use to benefit your life and promote your own business. If you are marrying a girl and she's an expert in going to prophet, don't marry her. Run away if you love yourself. Men, are you hearing me? If you want to marry a man and the man is always going to prophet for prayer, let's go and pray here. Hey, sister, if you love your life, what do you do? Run! Now, devil won't marry me that. You don't go and join him. To even touch you in the night, he must take permission from who? From prophet. I said, no. It's not good. Today is Tuesday. It's not good. And that day, you're supposed to get pregnant. He said, till Friday. That Friday, that time is what? I know life is programmed into time. You keep it there. Waste your life and waste your time. They don't know the way to the blessing. Blessed is your ear that knows the way to the blessing. This is the way to the blessing. Understanding. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when the blessing come upon a man, it terminate and dissolve causes. On this own, you don't have to pray. You don't have to worry yourself. Just look for the blessing. Stop looking for causes. The way you are thinking about your father's, the cause of your father, and your mother is going to come upon you, start thinking about blessing. How you will enjoy blessing, how God will bless you, how God will enlarge your life. Once that is in place, have you not seen that women, mothers who patronize prophets, their children never do well? You don't know that? Their children are always stagnated. They have sold the destiny of those children. It's only the one that removes himself or herself from them. They carry you here. Today you take cook rice and beans and throw it at the junction. Prophet. Jesus do that. Baba Lawo in suit. And you are a Christian, you are going there. What are you looking for? Sever yourself from that, your mother. Thank God she brought to the world. Leave her alone. Leave your father alone. Who is holding your hand in night, taking you around. Some will even go to the point of making blood covenant by doing what? Incision on your body. Hey. Angama deke. Satan is looking for who is going to recruit. By the grace of God, he will not get you. Amen. I say you will not be part of them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So causes takes a bow at the arrival of who? Of blessing. Once blessing arrive, There's no need to even talk and say, I want to fast. No. The cause just slink and run away. It's like when you on the light and darkness is saying, no, I will stay in this corner. Which corner is he going to stay? Run away. How the Bible say, if any man be in Christ, all things are what? Are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are become new. That is the arrival of the blessing. And you are saved to be blessed. You are not saved to be cursed. Enjoy your money. Stop giving those fake people. Enjoy your life. May Almighty God bless you and keep you in his blessings. In Jesus' precious name. Why does God bless you? God get reason why they bless you. If these reasons are not part of your agenda, you will not get blessed. Now this, you don't forget that the blessing also is designed for spiritual mind, not for the carnal mind. The carnal man wants to have everything to himself. He has 2,000 naira. He must be the only one that what? That will spend it. So even if his neighbor is dying, nothing concerns him. Nothing concerns her. That's a carnal man. That's a natural man. It's so difficult to part with what they have. It's so difficult. That's why they can never overflow. She's not looking at it. Give me that basket. There's nothing inside. Something inside? Come and drop it here. To a testimony, they drop it for. Thank you. Can you look at me, brethren? Maybe all the whole of the church one day will become pastor. God bless you. God will recruit you as army and put his anointing upon your life with his blessing. Because anointing without blessing will turn to annoyance. You must get blessed. I say you must get blessed.
Amen.
Now look at what is in my hand. We bring a drum. You know, everybody of you know a drum. Is a drum bigger than this? Huh? This is up to about 10% of a drum. Now we don't want to empty the water in the drum into this place. Okay? But we now cover here. Or we start putting it, when you get to the end here, somebody cover it. Can you add more? If you add more, will it enter? That's how, when you keep what you have, and say it's me, that's why yesterday does not meet some people's today. When they finish spending all what they have, nothing come again. They have to cry and pray, Lord, bless me, van, that drop come. You have not entered into the blessing. Because Leviticus 26 verse 10, he said, you will chase out the old by the arrival of what? Of the new. That means there will just be a continuous flow. When you close your bowl of help to others, you are not really hurting people. You are hurting your own blessing. You can't take more than this. But when you are removing it and they are adding more, no, there will be more space. Am I correct? But when you keep it and say, no, I will not touch it, you can't take more than what he said. But as you remove from it, they add more. As you remove from it, they add more. You find that is how people flow in blessing. God bless you, Senior Deaconess. Almighty God will honor you. Glory be to God. To get blessed is not to be tight-fisted. No. You try to help yourself so God can help you. Why does God bless? Number one, he blessed you to be a blessing. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. And I will make thee of great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You are not blessed primarily to eat all by yourself. God is not blessing you because of your needs. If that's why God is blessing you, you can't get much. How much do you need in this life? God bless you because of people, because he has an agenda here on the earth. First Timothy 6, 17 and 18. Oh, sorry, 17 and 18, yes. Where we read in our call to worship. He said, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in the uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Yes, 18. That they do good. That they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. This is the purpose why God bless people. But in most cases, it's our own. My children's school fees, my house rent, our food, our car, how we do this, we build a new house. You are running around now to build house and buy car. A time is coming, you will not be able to run around to buy a broom. If you have shortchanged God's agenda on the earth, while doing that, you will end up selling those things to eat that time. I've seen many in this world. Who what they gather. Don't forget that it is the blessing of God that maketh rich. And do what? And add no sorrow to it. There are sorrow at the end of many people's life because of the way they live their early age. When they saw the blessing of God, they ignore God, they ignore people, they ignore the poor, the needy, they ignore the church. Some will even be bold to go to social media and say, don't mind those pastors, they are looking for money. Who is looking for your money? I asked somebody, say, since you have stopped giving your church money, it's not in the church. I say, your church ever failed? You said anything failing that church? He said, no, I said, you are the one failing. Now you are the one who come here now, that you need prayer. Your pastor didn't come here to come and look for prayer. Nobody give to church. We give to God. I'm an ardent tither. I've been tithing since 1988. Nobody taught me how to tithe. God himself taught me. 1988. And I tell you, I'm here on the altar. I've never owed God one kobo. You give me a money I cannot tithe, I drop everything. What am I looking for in this world? I don't drop everything. Say, God, you know this money, I cannot share it. The tithe is too ridiculous. So you take all, 100%. I'll come my way. And I've never begged for bread. Church, if you have the revelation on why God put blessing into people's hand, we will not behave the way we behave now. Everything surrounds us and nothing but us. That's not the purpose. That's not the purpose. Why God put blessings in our hands. God bless you so that you can bless others. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Your blessing will become little. Very little. Because your budget, your thought, and your actions does not promote God's agenda on the earth. Ask God. Just ask yourself. The blessing I'm looking for now, if God bless me, what is God's interest in that blessing? If that had to do with material and financial blessing you're looking for, what is God's interest? You tell him. I know you can't deceive him. He knows. When ordinary 10% is difficult for you to give him, you're asking me, Lord, you know the money is not enough. Let me tell you. If 90% will not take care of you, 100% cannot take care of you. There will still be loophole in your finances. This church is just living as if there's no economic crisis in Nigeria. We are ardent tithers. I'll be telling you, not many churches can tithe the way we tithe. But I have no regret. At least you have peace. We're not running around over you. We're not crying over you. We're not contributing money because of you. That is enough for me. And can I tell you, there's no need here that we ever run around. If you don't know the purpose why God put money in your hand, you will think it's just for you to eat and die. I can tell you, every man eat to die. Every man, we eat to die, but we give to live. Because giving is living. At the point you stop giving, that point you start dying, unaware. You can't let it down. That the spiritual law that does not need anybody to enforce, God himself has put it there. But giving is living. Every giver is living. They are life. This I don't have. This I don't have. This I don't have. Look, whatever is taking your money outside God's agenda, that thing has no future. I don't care how many houses you build. You are wasting your time. You are better you eat with that money and grow fat and die. Because those things will be a waste tomorrow. I was telling my wife one day on the bed, I think 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, or less than, I said, there are people that God put money in their hands. They don't know the purpose why God put money in their hands. They don't know. If you are in a family and God put money in your hand, everybody in that family must feel the impact of what God has given you. But you are here building duplexes, building houses for your children to inherit tomorrow. Where are the children? Do you know what can become of the children tomorrow? How many houses did you inherit from your own father that God has blessed you like this? Sir, God bless you principally that you can be a blessing. Blessing to the church, a blessing to everybody around you. There will be many, many people praying for you that nothing will happen to you. Because if it happened to you, they will suffer. There are certain people in the church that nothing must happen to them. They are not in Abuja or London. They are sitting in this service. Nothing on earth must, because if anything happened to them, many people in this church will cry. Not that they die, that there's no money in their hand. Many will feel hungry. But that touched too many people's lives. So if that man who is eating from him wake up in the morning and say, Lord, please bless me, who is he praying for? It's not him he's praying for. He prayed for that man that is going to bring the blessing. Is there a bank where they write check and go and withdraw blessing? I'm asking you. So when you say, Lord, please bless me, you are just telling God, Lord, the source of my blessing, please protect it. Add more that can get more. So when you keep everything to yourself, you keep meat in your fridge, and the NEPA take light, and the meat got rotten. Your neighbor has been eating for the past 3 weeks, no fish inside. And you know, even you don't know, why are you keeping meat in your fridge that will spoil? That you're not going to finish. What will you eat on this earth that will not finish? I said the blessing of God. Allah, 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 Injeton. But you just cover it. And when God sees this one, he just withdraws his blessing over men. Glory be to God. That's why the subject of financial prosperity, material prosperity, is never an achievement by anybody. Oh, I work hard. I'm smart. So I'm able to build a house. I'm very sorry for you. You are not blessed. There are landlords who are not blessed. The estate owners who are not blessed. But they thought that by building a house, I'm a blessed woman or a blessed man. You deceive yourself. You don't know the meaning of blessing. Blessing go beyond all those mundane things like house. Ordinary car. Car that people buy and give out. Am I correct? Say, please, Pastor Yinka, can you come to my house by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning? I say, why not, Daddy? Please come. Say, check all these cars. Anywhere you like there, let me know. Let me give you the key. is the one you want to buy. And you saw the heavens and the earth. And sought your bow of assistance. Even against God. How will you talk about men again? You don't understand why blessing come to people. That's why it's so difficult for some Christians to access blessing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So it's a matter of entrustment, not an achievement. You have not achieved because you have a car or a house. You achieve nothing. To be blessed, God needs to entrust his blessing into your hand. It's not the amount of sweat that come out of your body. No. Blessing is an entrustment, not an achievement. Because entrustment will take your eye off yourself and put your eye onto God, looking unto God for assistance. But achievement will focus your attention on yourself. My salary. 80% will go for my house and building. 20% will go for my feeding the house. Nothing for God. Nothing for the poor. Luke 16 and verse 10. Verse 11, sorry. He said, if you are not faithful in the unrighteous mammon, he said, who will trust you with true riches? Who? Nobody. You can see that riches is an entrustment. It's not an achievement. People run around for money. I just see that. I just wonder. What will this money? Money that you can have and nobody is too old to die. Nobody is too young to die. And then you close your eyes. You don't know how that money is being spent. The child you didn't focus on God is the one you are building house for. At expense of God, at expense of humanity. Matthew 25, verse 40. You can write that down. So kingdom wealth is entrusted to us as a steward to give account for it. You will give account for it. Because it must be applied to advance the agenda of God on earth. What is the agenda of God on earth? The humanity and his kingdom, the gospel. How can you be blessed and you have no effect, no impact in the church? People are poorer than you and making impact. God is feeling their impact in the church. The poor is feeling their impact around them. But here you are nothing. Nobody is praying for you. You don't understand the blessing. God bless you, principally to make you a blessing. You must, the blessing to humanity, a blessing to his kingdom. God wants to feed the hungry. He wants to clothe the naked. He wants to house, shelter the destitute. The homeless through us. It's through you. It's through you. Some of you have shoes that I have not worn in the last 3 years. If they enter your wardrobe, some of the clothes in the last 5 years we have not worn it. But you can't bring that to church and say, Pastor, please look around. Anybody that can wear this clothes, let them wear it. Anyone that can wear my shoes, let them wear it. You prefer it to get rotten in your wardrobe. What blessing would the rottenness of your clothes and shoe bring to you? Nothing. But if the poor wear that clothes, he will pray for you. If the poor wear that shoe, will pray for you. To you, we say it's not good, but to somebody is a Christmas cloth. How do you bring it? Why are you hiding it? Probably yesterday, sir, you threw more than half mudu of garri, I mean, of rice that was left over. You threw it away. Your bowler is richer than the kitchen of some people. Because the food is surplus, but you cannot bring half back. I'm now saying during Christmas that we need money to buy rice for people. Only three people gave us money. One gave us 50,000. Another person gave us 30,000. Somebody else gave us 20,000. Making how much? And rice is 9,500. 90,500. So how much, if I go to buy rice, how many bags can that one buy? Well, it's possible that you can afford one bag of rice. But it didn't mean anything to you. Doesn't mean anything to you. After our dinner, one gentleman came to meet me. He said, sir, I want to be part of this next year. It's my brother. He said, I want to be part of this. He said, even this Christmas, now that you people are giving chicken, I want to be part of it. I sat down to look at December. It's not because the money was there that we don't know what to do with the money. There's a lot to do with the money. I don't have an office. Are you hearing me? And you give me the $2 million I will spend for welfare during Christmas, I will have put something in my office. Well, abandon the office. I ask myself, if you cannot give some people rice, I mean, chicken, I will give them rice. People can buy rice of 4,000, 3,000. But definitely you cannot, that person may not be able to buy chicken of 15,000. Which one is easier? I say, okay, let's go for chicken. And then the little people who can buy two bags, three bags of rice for, let's share it for them. My plan before was to get you still like this for Christmas and give you rice to go home on Sunday. But that one, I need 10 bags. 10 bags is 150,000. And if you buy 100, I mean about 100 beds, that's 1.5 million. Add to 900. How much, sir? But probably it's possible that somebody can even tell, please leave it, I can do this for you. But because you didn't understand it, but you are pouring rice to Bola every morning, they must go and dispose rice. And two in kafa. With me, egusi. Gambo, I've not eaten for the past 3 years because of the cause of egusi. Are you angry? You are so cold. I'm beating you, go. Yes, let me beat you. You will laugh tomorrow. I want to laugh tomorrow. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He wants through you to clothe the naked, feed the hungry. And we don't have to wait till Christmas before we give people food in the church. Because rice is still high. I asked for meat. He said, meat. 700 naira. I mean, 70. How much, sir? How much one would do of me, sir? 1,000 now. How about? Miss, why they give my goat to eat in the house? Because I thought it has no value. Miss is now 1,000 naira per mudu. How much is beans? Hey, women talk. Nobody at the bank. 1,917. 1,700. Is that correct? 1,700. White beans with black eye. Huh? There's 1,22. Angama. So if you see that, church needs to intervene in many people's lives. Are you hearing me? Everybody here is blessed. But no blessing is what? It's in levels. What do I call it? It's in levels. Those who are highest should support those who are struggling. That's what it means to build a community, a family. We are one big family here. So the more committed you are to becoming a blessing, the more blessing God entrusts in your hands. Proverbs 11:24 and 25. Number two, why God blesses. To establish his covenant with you. There's a covenant of blessing in place. That covenant can't be established with you until you understand the purpose. There are Christians who still suffer losses. Losses of all kind of things that will just take their money without any benefit coming to it. If it's not sickness, it's one calamity. They lost one electronics, they need to fix it. Somebody duped them, they go with the bodies, it's not good. And all kind of story that must take something from you. Those are losses. The covenant, when it's in place for you, stop all this nonsense. Because it's on the platform of the covenant that God blesses people. That means you must be an operator of the covenant. You must be a keeper to the terms and the conditions of the covenant. And the terms and the conditions of the covenant are the things I told you in number one. To make you a blessing to humanity and to his kingdom. This TV somebody gave us. So last year, somebody brought it. This television to us. Because then the one here got spoiled. So he brought it. Nobody asked him. Two family gave us this drum. It's a new set. And the main thing in this church that somebody will just come and say, please, you brought this. Do you know that as small as this, we didn't buy it. We just came one day and saw one young lady brought three of them. You can see them, one, two, three. Nobody asked her. Of course, this church does not ask anybody for anything. Never. We are not beggars. And so many other things. You talk about protocol department. That department are doing so much financially than any other department in the church. Nobody put body on them. Nobody asked them for anything. But on their own, they have done so much for the church. Especially our anniversaries. We hardly spend money from church account. They always take the responsibility. Members of protocol. That the one standing here. And you may think that God is only losing them. And you can be in that group and not contribute your money. Did the group fail? I ask you. That means you are useless. If I were you, I would leave that group. If you are in a place and you are not contributing and yet the department is not failing, you know that you are not useful in that place. Nobody is feeling your impact. I'll just leave and face somewhere else. God is not a seed consumer. That's the covenant. But it's a seed multiplier. Then when there's no seed, what would God multiply to you? No. Men, I told you that men eat to die. But we give to what? To live. God is not a seed consumer. He's a seed what? Multiplier. He multiplies your seed that you sow. That's how he established his covenant. The covenant is based on multiplication of every seed that is sown. What I cannot give to God, may he never give me. I don't need it. What will I do with it? What he can give me and he cannot come back and touch it and say, I want this one I gave you yesterday. Make it not give me. But some of us, we behave like children. That's why we can't be blessed. Brother Gabriel, please come. Brother Gabriel is my son. He just keep your attached to your phone on your hand. Okay, bring it. Brother Gabriel is just 2 years old. Give me that phone. My pekin, come. Are you hungry? Say yes. Take. Give me back. No, you do like this. Ah, no, you never do pekin before. Give me the biscuit. You do like this. Who give you? Give me back. This is how people behave. And when you are a child, there's limitation to what you can handle. When you behave like one, God look at you and say, this man is picking now. If I give her this big one, he go die, he go kill him. So he keep giving you biscuits. Biscuit. 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 No pencil. No paper. No biro. No book. Clap for him. Take your seat. I have realized that one of the easiest things to assess is God's blessing. But because we don't know how to. And so we'll be taking our time to teach you this year the blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Once you assess it, Magana Akari, suffering has ended. Limitation has ended. This month you are running around by mandating. You just run around, oh Lord. You think big, you act big, you talk big. Because a poor taker is what? A poor talker is what? It's a poor taker. Glory be to God. The Lord bless you. So God multiply your seed. Because covenant blessing, multiply the seed sown. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power. To do what? To get wealth? How does he do that? By multiply the seed you sow. So when there's no seed, what will God multiply back to you? People don't know it. They come to church with 5 naira, adult, 10 naira, 20 naira, 100 naira, where you can give 1,000. But because you didn't plan. Offering must be planned for. Giving, any kind of giving you are giving to God is planned for. You plan it before you enter church. It's not that you'll be doing like this. God is not moved by your, because God does not eat trash. Leftover. He eats only substance. Leftover from transport that have been squeezed and torn is what you give to God. Because you didn't plan it. And somebody will come and say, Father, bless those who want to give and don't have. You have ever had anybody pray that prayer in the church? Did they, one pastor pray that prayer here? Before he say amen, we'll drag him back. Because he doesn't know what he's saying. Everybody has what to give. Because giving is in levels. If I'm giving 5 naira, I give God honorably. I prepare for it. And that's my best. My own giving motto is give God your best at every time you have opportunity to give. The best today can be 1,000. Tomorrow can be 100 naira. That's your best. That means it's not possible to give more than that 100 naira. God accept it. You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? You'll be blessed. I say you'll be blessed. 1 Corinthians 9:9-10. If you are writing, write it down. 1 Corinthians 9:9-10. To establish his covenant with you. Number 3, the last one. To promote his kingdom. The primary reason why God wants you to prosper is for the gospel of Christ to spread everywhere. To be part of people who spread the gospel. And to spread the gospel is in different form. The chair you are sitting, somebody paid for it. The person spread the gospel. To make sitting here comfortable for you. The person who is bringing AC for us is also spreading the gospel. The person who will give us a last screen here of 9.5 million. Why are they working on it? When the last screen here, 3 by 2 meters. With about 10 million, it will be installed. The person's reward is spreading the gospel. There are people who, because of that screen, enter the church. Because they've never seen cinema before. Your church becomes a cinema hall. Then let me go and see it. You will see a human being inside like it's full size. Or get good cameras. I can capture everything. Somebody will say church don't need the money. I say, who need the money like church? Nobody. Not even government. Government don't need money like church. Because government, they do crude oil, they sell. We will sell nothing. That's why you must be blessed. One reason why God must put blessing in your hand is because of the gospel. If you are poor, you can't help the church. They want to give you money so that you can be of benefit to the poor and to the church. And that for some years now, this our mic batteries, somebody have given us. I think it's my wife. She buy it. So this year I just thought, I said, ah, why is a woman buying battery in my house? So I called her this January. I said, mommy, who is buying that battery for you? It says Pastor Sam. I said, let me call him. Me, I want to pay. It's a quality, they buy it in quality. Somebody is printing an evangelism tract. Teacher does not know how much they print it. Somebody is paying for it. Nobody begged them. You just say, you just come to resident pastor. I want to do this. Somebody bought this flower for us. I saw the receipt. 66,000 naira. 1, 2, 3, 4 flowers you see here. It cost that woman 66,000. 66, not 60, not 16. I saw the receipt. We didn't send her. That is promoting what? The kingdom. Is it not beautiful? Oh. That's why God put money in people's hand. Hold that. You can make his house beautiful. The Lord bless you. You will never be poor in your life. If you believe, you say amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So the secret of remaining in his blessing is to promote his kingdom. Promote his agenda. Let God's agenda be first in your heart, in your budget. So if you have had the desire this year, what God must do for you, ask yourself, which one promote God's kingdom inside? That you are pursuing now. But there are other things you are pursuing for yourself. You are pursuing for your family. Ask yourself in those things, which one reflects God's kingdom? Which one will benefit the poor in the church or around you where you live? Ask them. The secret of remaining in God's blessing is to put his agenda first. Let it be part of your budget, of your desires. When they say your 2025 expectation list, let it be there. Somebody say, just win so. I say, win so, why are you going to keep them? You keep them inside the sun on Sunday. Because there's no business to keep them. And they will beat their hand because there's no instrument. They're clapping hand on the half blisters when they are going home. And the hand will just peel off. But with the instrument, we're just moving. Just moving. Who will bring the instrument? Say me. You the fear? Now you go bring them. That's what I saw.